camera with your plow and leave it in.
Mm-hmm.
Go to work. If you need it, you had to go get it, you know.
Yeah. How'd you get the plow from the...
Oh, yeah, the plow, you hook onto it, maybe you just drag it down. It had a slide on it, you know, you could ride it, match it down. It wouldn't plow, slide on different plows and otherwise, if you had most any kind of plow, you know, different kind of scrapes and sweeps, have a heel fixed there, and that you can mash down that heel. It was like a slide. You mash down, it just slide one more.
Okay.
Bullet, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Unless
you want to go to your field and take out unload your plows and stock and stuff, and then you go ahead and go to flying. It just depends on how far you were from the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You hook up to the house and maybe drag on down that way, you're going to start flying, you know, pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you have some kind of cart to carry stuff around, just around the garden, or?
Well, we used to have what we call a sled. It's like you put a sack of gun on that sled and drag it in the field.
Uh-huh.
See, way back, well, up to after I married, they still had a 200-pound sack. It's hard to handle.
Of seed or something like that?
200-pound of guano. Guano is 200-pound. Now they make 50-pound sacks now. They're easy to handle. You need to take them and pick them up and pull them in the tractor. You know.
Uh-huh.
They're easy. But I remember way back, we had to haul it. We had a 200-pound sack. We had to haul it out in a wagon in the middle of the field. They set up a sack there, you know, for how many rows it takes, you know. Maybe they settle all along in the field. Just lift the manpower. It's hard to put it. Two could do it though. 100-pound sack, one catch one end, one the other.
Would be made out of that burlap kind of material?
Now?
Those sacks?
Them sacks are made
out of
purpose bag, we call it.
Yeah.
That's right. But they got to make them into Hoover times now. In the 30s, you've heard of the Hoover times.
Uh-huh.
They had cloth bags, and these people made shirts out of them cloth bags.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They had to make them. There wasn't no money. We had it hard. We had people use them. Guano sacks, they'd wash them out, you know, after emptying them, and wash them out and bleach them out, and make shirts out of them, jumpers. Shoot, yeah. Well,
they were softer, then.
But now they use burlap, we call it. That's right. Purpose bagging. Most of the time, they put them out now in paper bags. They call them the paper bags.
Right. Yeah.
50-pound bags.
Do you have any kind of wheelbarrow?
Oh, yeah.
That you might make? Would you make it yourself?
Well, yeah. What you had to have was a wheel. I built a manual.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of building, that swing you sitting in there, my wife built that.
She built it?
Yes.
She was pretty handy.
It was substantial.
It's sturdy. Yeah, sure is.
I told her she stole some of my wisdom. She'd take a saw and a hammer and a square, and she's good. She picked it up by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I picked it up, just doing a little coffin work myself.
Mm-hmm.
But she built that swing there, and we built one or two pieces of furniture. We started out in Hoover time, you know. Run for money. Worked 50 cents a day, all that had. Everything was cheap, wasn't no money, but a dollar bought you some. You could take a dollar and buy more than you could tote. Grocery. That's right.
Mm.
Now you can put it in your pocket and eat it one meal and be hungry. Good.
That's right. Still be hungry. I'd say. Oh.